Five.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back on the New Tech pregame show here tonight as we get sent for the boys game between St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek tonight. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach, sitting at 4-2 in the season, you lose your first two ball games of the season, come back with four straight wins. You guys obviously playing pretty well right now.
Well, we finally hit a stride a little bit. You get a little bit of rhythm. I think we kind of stole a win against Donovan Trumbull there and got us a little bit ignited. You know, sometimes it takes that. It takes something to overcome a little bit of a tough game, and the kids found their stride shooting the ball a little bit, and we found a little bit of rhythm and offense, and we're getting a little more healthy week by week, and that really helps.
Yeah, I've been following St. Cecilia basketball for the first couple of weeks. They've been without starters, four or five different starters. You get Phil Hamburger back from a collarbone injury. He really ignited the ball club last weekend, averaged about 13.5 points per ball game in the two.
Yeah, and that's where we thought he'd be, you know, somewhere during the season, somewhere between 12 and 16 points, you know, a game. And anytime you can put a leader on the floor like that, he really took some pressure off of our other guards. And, you know, it opened things up for them. And, you know, with teams still packing it in on Zach Stirrup, our guards need to play well. And if they don't play well, we're really going to struggle. And that was the case the first two or three ball games. And now we've gotten some, like I said, some decent looks at the basket, and the kids are not knocking down shots, confidence has come. And I think some of that had to do with stamina. We just had no way to build up stamina early in the season. So we're, we feel good about where we're at, and hopefully the progress continues.
Cesar Tino is one of the guys that have stepped up with some of those guys injured right now. He had in double figures both ball games last week.
Yeah, for a sophomore, he's awful confident and poised, and he knows when to take good shots. And he was 2-for-10 to start the year in the first weekend, and I think a lot of that had to do with inexperience and fatigue, and since then he's really shot the ball about 60% from the field and hit 6 three-pointers in the back-to-back ball games this past weekend. He can shoot from the outside, but what really I think he's as deadly is he just lightning quick, and anytime he can take a guy off the dribble, that really gives him two options. Some kids are just shooters. He's got both the total package on offense, so hopefully, you know, that'll continue with his game experience. He'll just keep giving us good production.
Now you play your seventh ball game of the season already here before Christmas, bringing a rival in Sandy Creek.
Yeah, we didn't get to play them last year just because they had to join a conference affiliation, and as we talked, as soon as we could get it back on the schedule, we would, and then the state opened up a two-more game limit, so we called them first, and it was a good close game, good rivalry from past years, and so we're looking for a great game tonight.
This is a team that will rely on the defense again. They give up about 48 points per ball game, but in the past this has been an in-your-face type of defense.
Yeah, they're playing hard-nosed man-to-man, and a lot of it's full court. They're young, but and they're not quite as big as maybe they have been in the past, but Coach Schwartzenruber's got them playing a really tough style and up and down the floor, so we're going to have to match their intensity on both ends, and it should be a really fun game up and down.
You got to take two guys right now that are averaging in double figures. Mitch Henrich's about 13 points per ball game. Chase Merman about 12 points. So those are the two scorers. Talk about those two guys.
Yeah, those two. Chase has been there. It seems like he's been there a long time. I don't know. I think he's a junior this year, but he's played a lot when he was a freshman. The Henrich's kid played when he was a freshman last year, and to get 25 points out of your two guards, they spread the ball well. They drive the ball well. They don't. Henrich's has got the all around game. He can pull up, jump, he can go to the basket, and he's a good 3-point shooter. So we've got to do a great job on those two, and hopefully hold everybody else down.
In Omaha Scud ball game on Saturday, the guys just kind of sagged back on Zach, and he had 6 points in the ball game. You expect that tonight at Santa Creek?
I don't know. It just seems like that must be the game plan. Donovan did it. The only team that hasn't is they double teamed him a lot out at Sutton, but he was able. We were able to get him the ball quickly in spots, and he got some one-on-ones there. And then Scott was just doubles and triple teams all night. So our kids are learning to play that way, and he is so unselfish. When he's only shooting the ball four times in a game, you'd go, wow, how can that happen and you guys be successful? But he's finding cutters. He's hitting guys off a skip pass to the backside. And like I said, if our guards will knock down shot, that makes us really tough. And then I just don't think anybody can match the way he changes changes the game on the defensive end, and that's really where he's been to a great value so far.
Okay, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, we'll have more on tonight's pregame show right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Breakfast at Rivals Saturday morning, 7 to 11. Sunday morning, 7 to noon. Rivals also has express lunches 7 days a week. Nightly dinner and drink specials. Non-stop sports action on 12 large screen TVs. Rivals Bar and Grill is open until 5 o'clock Christmas Eve. Closed Christmas Day. Open regular hours New Year's Eve with musical entertainment beginning at 9 o'clock. And Rivals will open at 9 a.m. New Year's Day. Happy holidays from Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, we're back on tonight's pregame show as we talk with Matt Schwartz and Drupal, the head man at Sandy Creek, and coach sitting at 2-4 in the season, coming into the ball game tonight. Just talking about the first six games of the season.
I tell you what, we've had our ups and downs so far, Mike. Start the year off. More than anything right now, we're a lot like St. Cecilia in trying to play through some injuries and playing some young kids who don't have a lot of experience. So we've been, you know, through some growing pains now and then. But for the most part, we've been very, very pleased with how hard the kids have played and their desire to go out and play well.
One thing about playing the younger kids, you build some depth early in the season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we're kind of in a situation right now where, like I say, we're playing a lot of kids that maybe didn't play varsity basketball at all until a couple weeks ago. And more or less right now, you're just trading losses for experience. Hopefully that'll pay off down the stretch here after Christmas. We get a couple people back healthy. It'll make a big, big difference on our depth. And
all right, coming off of a win over Fillmore Central, 42-35, actually, you put it all together the other night.
Really, really great defensive effort the other night. You know, that's one of the problems we've had since, we gained lost a couple injuries here as scoring points. So we talk about how we got to be much, much better defensively, much more aggressive defensively, much more aggressive on the boards, and do a better job taking care of the ball. And we did that really, really well against Fillmore Central. You know, they're a better team than they were a year ago, and their record maybe doesn't show it right now, but they're playing with a lot more confidence and playing a lot harder this year. So they're going to be a better team than what they've been. But anytime we take a win, this time of year with young kids, we'll take it.
One thing that has been a constant with Sandy Creek basketball, and that has been your defense, and naturally got another good win this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is we'll probably end up being one of the better teams we've had in a while defensively. These kids really hang their hat on it. You know, they hang their hat on playing hard. And when you have kids that play hard, they're going to be willing to do the dirty work and get after defensively. And they knew coming in, they know now with our rotation with depth the way it is, that we're going to have to guard the basket if we're going to have any success. And they've really done a good job of buying into the system and really working the game plan each night.
Let's talk about some of the guys we'll see in the ball game tonight.
We're going to rely pretty heavily on our post players. You know, they got a pretty big task tonight in taking Zach away down low and the Sheehy kid. And we're going to rely on them a lot on both ends of the court. We got to get some things going to the basket with them, with Andrew Tuda and Jared Taylor. They're a couple kids that, you know, played sparingly last year and have started, really done a very, very good job for us so far this year of getting some things going to the basket with them. And like I say, they're going to have a tough assignment tonight on both ends of the floor to limit the touches of Zach and she, and then also, you know, get us something going on the offensive end. Right now outside, we're really dependent on Mitch Hendricks, who's a sophomore, to do a lot for us. He's handling the ball, and we've looked at him to pick up a lot of the scoring slack since Chase Merman's been out, who was our only returning starter last year. And other than that, you know, we just got a lot of kids just go out and play hard. Like Jamie Seeley and Jordan Hack are two seniors, and you know, they don't show up in the scoring column a lot, but they do those little intangibles that you want, you know, a good senior leader to do. They guard, they take care of the ball, they get it to the people it's got to go to, and do their work. And off the bench, that's where we get pretty young. You know, kids like Anthony Grazier, who's a sophomore, and Caleb Flick, who's a sophomore, and Brett Peschick, who's a junior who hasn't played much, and they're getting a lot of minutes early on.
Not too many teams so far this year have had great success taking the ball inside against St. Cecilia. Does that put more pressure on your guards and your outside shooting?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if the inside's not going to be there, the outside definitely has to be there tonight. We just got to we talked yesterday after watching film and scouting for it, we got to knock down shots. You know, you're not going to have a success against anybody if you're not able to knock down an outside shot here and there. And the same thing is going to go true tonight, especially with the inside presence that they have. That limits it a little more.
Which one impresses you most about St. Cecilia's get ready for the team?
You know, they're kind of like us right now. They've been pretty beat up. I know the Hamburger kid's back on. He's a very, very good player. They got some other young kids that I've been really impressed with on film, how well they stepped up for Coach Asher so far and how hard they play. You know, they're very, very disciplined. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And they play well together. I mean, you can tell they've been playing ball together for some time. So the biggest thing for us is going to be limit our turnovers and take away their second shots as well.
Did not get to play St. Cecilia a year ago. Is it good to have the Hawks back on your schedule?
You know, it really is. Some people probably think we're crazy for wanting to pick this game back up with the success they've had. But you know what? If you want to be good, you got to play a good team. And with our move up to C1 this year, we talked about we need to play bigger schools. And St. Cecilia is one of them. And we actually were disappointed losing them last year off the schedule because it's always such a great draw crowd-wise. It's a nice close trip. You know, there's a lot of family ties between both schools that makes it a fun game.
Okay, good. Today.
Thanks, Mike.
That's what you do with the head man of Sandy Creek. That's how it's back. And good luck. That's good game too.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, and welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, as we get sent for the boys' game tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek. The Blue Hawks coming in, a record of 4 wins and 2 losses on the season. St. Cecilia, the three-time defending state champions. But they opened the year up with a couple of losses on their opening weekend, losing to Columbus Scotus 40-35 and losing to Bishop Newman 49-34. The second weekend, they got things rolling. They had a last-second shot by Mike Hannon to beat Donovan Trumbull here at home 26-24. They didn't beat, Blue Hill in the next ball game 45-26. Last Friday night, they went on the road and won at Sutton 55-44. Then last Saturday, winning at home over Omaha Scott by the score of 56-42. So Hastings St. Cecilia, they've been banged up since the football season. In fact, they've got 6 starters right now. Actually, 6 players that would start for them at one point or another that are on the sidelines with injuries. That includes guys by the name of Joe Groffel. Also, Spencer Ostrander, both injured during the football season. Jamison Esch was injured last week. He has not played for St. Cecilia this year. They got Matt Kissinger back. He missed the first 4 ball games of the season with a collarbone injury, but he came back last week and scored 11 and 14 points respectively. So St. Cecilia trying to survive here until some of these guys get back healthy again for the stretch run. St. Cecilia, again, with a record of 4 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are averaging 41 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 37.5 on the defensive end. Sandy Creek coming in under head coach Matt Schwarzendruber. Their record sitting at 2 wins and 4 losses on the year. The Cougars are averaging 46 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 48.1 on the defensive end. Sandy Creek opened the season with a couple of losses to Kearney Catholic, 57-52, and to Lincoln Lutheran, 63-42. They beat Heartland by the score of 65-32, then dropped a couple of more games to Gibbon, 53-46, and to Donovan Trumbull, 49-29. Sandy Creek is coming off of a win over Fillmore Central the other night, 42-35. Sandy Creek, a team that is kind of young right now. They're being led so far by Mitch Hendricks and also Chase Berman, although Berman has been injured, and he will not play tonight. Sandy Creek, a team that's hitting 41% of their field goal tries so far this year, 25% from three-point territory, and 56% from the free throw line. We'll give you the starting lineups first of all for Sandy Creek. Jordan Hack is a 5'7" senior. Hack is averaging 2 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Jamie Seeley is a 5'7" senior. Seeley is averaging 1 point and 1.8 rebounds per game. Mitch Hendricks is a 6'2" sophomore. Hendricks averaging 13.8 points per ball game and 5.5 rebounds per game. Andrew Kuda is a 6'2" sophomore. He is averaging 7 points and 7 rebounds per game. And Jared Taylor, a 6'1" junior. Taylor is averaging 7 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Matt Kissinger. Kissinger, a 6'1" junior, is averaging 9 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Also, Chase Bassett, the 5'11" senior, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. Other starters for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" junior. Hamburger averaging 13.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Ryan Sheehy, the 6'4" senior. Sheehy averaging 1 point and 2.7 rebounds per game. And then the big guy inside, Zach Stirrup, 6'10" and a senior. Stirrup is averaging 10 points and 7.2 rebounds per game. Omaha Scott really boggled him down offensively on Saturday. Stirrup only scored 6 points in the ball game against Omaha Scott. So we're set to go. Hastings St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek tonight in boys high school basketball. The Cougars shooting drive basket to our right, and Sandy Creek controls the opening tap as Jordan Hack saves the ball from going out of bounds here on the near sideline. St. Cecilia very good in the defensive game here. St. Cecilia gives up only 37.5 points per ball game. They'll start off in a man-to-man defense. Out on top is going to be Mitch Hendricks. Hendricks goes over to Jamie Seeley, loses control of the ball, but is picked up here by Hendricks. Dribbles inside the paint, kicks it out on the wing on the left side. His shot is up and in. Andrew Kuda scores for Sandy Creek, and the Cougars are on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score. Just underway here at the Chapman Gym. High school basketball action on the breeze. Now Sandy Creek is going to start off. Looks like a zone defense here against Hastings St. Cecilia. Cross-court pass goes to Chase Bassett back outside. That's Phil Hamburger down in the corner now. On the left side is Matt Kissinger. Kissinger goes cross-court again. That's a Chase Bassett. Takes the ball down in the baseline. Works the ball inside and scores. Chase Bassett scores for St. Cecilia. That opens things up now. 2-2 is the score. We are tied. 7:05 to play here in the first quarter. Mitch Hendricks with the ball now for Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia attacking out here. James Seeley. Bounce pass goes inside to Andrew Kuda with his back to the basket. Seeley picks him up. Here's Jared Taylor with the ball. Stirrup comes out behind the three-point circle to pick him up defensively. Andrew Kuda then back outside again. James Seeley has got the ball. We're tied up at 2 points apiece, 6:45 to play here in this first quarter. Jordan Hack on the near sideline, picked up by Matt Kissinger. Hack gets it over on the wing on the left side to Mitch Hendricks. He loses control of the ball and is going to be picked up here by Seeley. First turnover on Sandy Creek. Running back the other way is Chase Bassett to Kissinger. Down in the corner now to Hamburger. Drives the baseline, puts it off the window. Too strong. The ball goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to St. Cecilia. Last touch by the Cougars down there on the baseline. 6:21 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Boys High School basketball action tonight. Sandy Creek won the girls' ball game earlier by a score of 60-54. Phil Hamburger will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia way out on top to Matt Kissinger. Down in the corner to Chase Bassett, puts it on the floor, dribbles once, comes out now to Matt Kissinger, brings it back here to the near sideline. Chase Bassett back out to Kissinger, back down to Bassett in the corner. They lob it inside. Seeley has it knocked loose, but it's picked up here by Kissinger. Now to Bassett, cross-court pass goes to Hamburger, goes inside, dumps it down low to Stirrup, and his shot is up and in. Dribble penetration by Hamburger. He dumps it down low to the big guy. He's 6'10". Zach Stirrup lays it in, and the Hawks come back to lead by a score of 4-2 over Sandy Creek. Mitch Hendricks with the ball now for the Cougars. Gets away, comes over here on the right side. Feed goes down on the baseline. Jamie Seeley, he drives. His pass is going to be deflected by Stirrup, and it's picked up here by Hamburger. And now we got a palming violation on Hamburger, bringing the ball back the other way. Two turnovers on Sandy Creek, one on Hastings St. Cecilia. 5:40 to play in the first. The Hawks have the lead over Sandy Creek by a score of 4-2. The Cougars will inbound here on the near sideline. Jordan Hack will throw the ball into the backcourt to a Mitch Hendricks. Mitch, left-handed dribble, races the ball across the 10-second line as he works against Chase Bassett. Henrik's on the dribble, pulls up on the wing on the right side, comes out now to a Jared Taylor. Left side to Hack, lob pass inside is going to be intercepted. Nobody home right there for Sandy Creek. The third turnover on the Cougars. Ball intercepted by Seeley. Gets into the hands now of Hamburger. Hamburger comes to the near sideline to Bassett. Back out to Hamburger. Right side now to Matt Kissinger. Holds the ball. Cross-court pass. Comes to Hamburger. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Bill Hamburger wide open. He's played two ball games for St. Cecilia, coming off of a collarbone injury during the football season. Last week was his first action. Scored 16 and 11 points respectively in the two ball games. There's a long-range jumper by Jordan Hack. No good from three. Rebound strip. Long pass down the floor to Hamburger. Now they get it to Matt Kissinger, and he lays it in. Hamburger gets the assist. Kissinger gets the field goal. And the Hawks go out on top with a score of 9-2. St. Cecilia scored the last 9 points here in the ball game. Here's Sandy Creek coming back the other way. Henrik's from the free throw line. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Henrik dribbles onto the left side. Mitch holds onto the ball. Comes out now to Andrew Kuda. Looking to penetrate. Takes it to the free throw line, and he banks one home. Andrew Kuda has scored both field goals for Sandy Creek. 9-4 is the score now. Hawks leading by 5 points early in the ball game. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger now to Kissinger on the near sideline. Down here in the corner. They work it inside to Bassett. Now to Seeley. Shot is up there from point blank range. No good. And a foul is called. On the rebound, it's going to go on Seeley. Brother Ryan Sheehy. I think I was been saying Seeley. It's not correct. Ryan Sheehy for St. Cecilia. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Hawks. 9-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. 4:05 to play here in the opening quarter. Mitch Henrichs with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Goes over on the far side to Jared Taylor, now to Jordan Hack. Hack puts it on the floor, comes out here to Anthony Grazer, who's into the ball game now. Here's a Jared Taylor with the ball, picked up out here by Zach Stirrup, way beyond the three-point line. Now they hand the ball away out here. The Jordan Hack, they go back door, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Mitch Henrichs. Nice play there as Mitch Henrichs scores for Sandy Creek. 9-6 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Stirrup with the ball over there on the right sideline. They get it to Hamburger. Cross-court pass down in the corner. Caesar Tino. Tino drives the baseline, has it knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tino. Turnover number two on St. Cecilia. Tino came into the ball game last week off of the bench and scored 12 and 16 points respectively in the two ball games against Sutton and Omaha Scott. Did a good job for head coach Kevin Asher. 9-6 is the score. The Hawks have a three-point lead. The three-time defending champs here in Class C1. Mitch Henrichs with the ball out here for Sandy Creek. The Jordan Hack comes out now to Andrew Kuda out in three-point territory. Brings it back to the right side to Henrichs. Looking to penetrate. Can't get away from Caesar Tino. Picks up the dribble. Now in trouble. Henrichs looking, and a five-second violation is called now. Do we got a timeout? Yep, we got a timeout. Matt Schwarzendruber up in front of the Sandy Creek bench just gets in there under the five-second call. 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 9, Sandy Creek 6.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia off to a good start. 4 out of 6 from the field tonight. Sandy Creek, 3 out of 6. 9-6 is the score. St. Cecilia on the top by 3. Sandy Creek with the ball. Andrew Kuda has got it. Kuda comes out to Anthony Grazer. He comes over here to a Jared Taylor. St. Cecilia is still in the man-to-man defense, and there's a turnover on Sandy Creek as they throw it away over the far sideline. Turnover number 4 on the Cougars. 2:45 to play here in the first. St. Cecilia leading Sandy Creek in boys high school basketball. It is 9-6. Bill Hamburg comes back now for St. Cecilia to Matt Kissinger down in the corner of Caesar Tino, and his three ball is up and in. Caesar Tino hits a three ball from deep in the left corner. It is now a 12-6 ball game. St. Cecilia out on top by 6 with 2.5 to play. Andrew Kuda with the ball on the wing. Sends it over here to James Seeley, who's into the ball game now for head coach Matt Schwarzendruber. Outside to Andrew Kuda. Hops to the free throw line. Down to the far sideline to Caleb Schick. who's into the ball game for Sandy Creek. There's Andrew Kuda to the near sideline. Jordan Hack. Hack comes back out on top now to Kuda. Holds the ball. Comes back on the right side. Holding it over here is Caleb Schick. And the ball's going to be knocked loose by Stirrup. A turnover there on Sandy Creek. Stirrup gets the steal there. That's five turnovers now in Sandy Creek. They get the ball ahead to Matt Kissinger on the right sideline. Out to Tim Skoke, who's into the ball game. The hamburger now to Cesar Tino. His shot from deep in the left corner, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Dribbling of the ball is going to be Anthony Grazer. Leads it off now to Jordan Hack. Here come the Cougars now with a minute and a half to play in the first quarter. 12-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Andrew Kuda on the wing on the left side. Dribbles, spins at the elbow, drives it inside. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Stirrup with a rebound. Gets it to Hamburger. Long pass down the floor to Kissinger. Drives for the hole. Scoop shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound Tino. He loses the ball in the lane as he spins to his left. And the ball is picked up by Jamie Seeley for Sandy Creek. Down the floor they go. They get it to Jordan Hack. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Scope. Sandy Creek had the breakaway there, but they couldn't convert, could not finish at the basket. Here's Tino, drives the baseline and puts it up there. The shot around the rim falls off, no good, and he's fouling the play. That one hangs on the lip and falls off on the left side. Andrew Kuda picks up the personal foul for Sandy Creek. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Cougars here in the ball game, and Cesar Tino goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Hit a three ball just a couple of minutes ago. Shot from the free throw line is no good. Tino's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Ryan Sheehy comes back into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan also checks in. Hawks have a 12-6 lead early. 59 seconds to play in the first quarter. Next shot by Tino is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Jared Taylor. So Cesar Tino misses a pair of free throws. And now the Cougars have the ball. Trailing by 6 points early in this ball game. Here's a Seeley of the ball. Bounce pass to the free throw line. A shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Grazer. And the rebound comes down to Sheehy. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here come the Hawks. Kevin Ryan has got it. Sends it across the top. Now to Chase Bassett. Down on the baseline at Tino. Chase Bassett, top of the key. Right side now to Kevin Ryan. Ryan looking to penetrate. Stops. Now he got a whistle away from all the action. Down in the tough man's area down there in the paint. A foul is going to go on Sheehy. That's going to be his second. Two fouls now on Ryan Sheehy. Team foul number two on St. Cecilia. A turnover on the Hawks, their third of the ball game. 12-6 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top by 6 points, but Sandy Creek has got the basketball. Cougars walking up the floor here. Mitch Hendricks with it. Now for the Cougars. Over on the left side to Seeley. Bounce pass, left side of the lane. They kick it back out as Taylor couldn't do anything with it. But Mitch Hendricks on the wing, back down in the corner to Jared Taylor. Lobs it back outside. Caleb Schick at the top of the key. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Hendricks, a three-pointer, put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Down the right sideline, puts up a half-court shot. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So, first quarter in the books here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium in boys high school basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Sandy Creek 6.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, but when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration Air Conditioning and Heating always wishes the Sandy Creek and St. Cecilia athletes and teams good luck. Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center, call 402-762-3738 or 402-469-6939. Happy holidays from Cooney Refrigeration.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big G Ace is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the Big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings. Open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sandy Creek wins the girls' ball game tonight, 60-54 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Ashley Harms, 23 points for Sandy Creek. Lexi Schmidt had 12 points for St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes now 5-1 on the season. Sandy Creek improves to 7 wins and no losses. St. Cecilia with a lead here over Sandy Creek in the boys' game, 12-6 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia with the opening possession here in quarter number two. Cesar Tino has got the ball right side of the lane. Comes out to Kevin Ryan. Ryan now to Kissinger. Free throw line extended left side. Sandy Creek in their man-to-man defense. Here's Matt Kissinger with the ball, moves to his right. Now reverses the ball, gets it to Chase Bassett. Bassett down to Cesar Tino. Back out on top to Zach Stirrup. Down in the corner to Tino. 4-3. A shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound to Jamie Seeley for Sandy Creek. Seeley down to Mitch Hendricks. And here come the Cougars now. Down by 6. Early in the ball game, Mitch Hendricks down the far sideline. They get it down in the corner to Jordan Hack. Out on top now to Jared Taylor. Comes across the top. Hendricks from the wing. His shot is up there. No good. Stirrup grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. Two-handed pass goes to the right side. Kevin Ryan on the dribble brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it down in the hands of Matt Kissinger to Cesar Tino. Out to Matt Kissinger. The ball stripped away. Picked up by Mitch Hendricks. He drives back the other way. Drives for the hole. Nice move. He takes it to the hole and scores. Mitch Hendricks scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 12-8 is the score now. Sandy Creek back to within 4 points. Cesar Tino has got it. That's the fifth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Tino comes over to Matt Kissinger. Free throw line extended left side. Cross court pass. Tino 4-3. Shot is up there. No good, but we got a whistle before the shot. A foul is going to go. A holding foul inside. It's going to go on Jared Taylor. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Cougars. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Phil Hamburger, and coming out is going to be Cesar Tino. 12-8 to score. The Hawks out on top of the Cougars here tonight. Non-shooting situation. So it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. They get it to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger on the wing. Back outside. Chase Bassett down low. Stirrup has got it. Goes up. Shoots and scores. He just powers his way to the basket there. Zach Stirrup scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 14-8. St. Cecilia matching their biggest lead of the ball game at 6 points. Sandy Creek has the ball tipped out of bounds here on the near sideline. The Cougars will play things in. In that first quarter, St. Cecilia hitting 6 out of 9 shots for 67%. Sandy Creek just 3 out of 9 for 33%. Rebounds in favor of St. Cecilia, 6-2 over Sandy Creek. Hawks took 4 3-pointers. Fired up 2 of those successfully. Sandy Creek 0 out of 1. 14-8 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a 6-point lead. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter. Sandy Creek with the ball. Jordan Hack comes to the near sideline. Mitch Hendricks out on the top of the key now to Andrew Kuda. St. Cecilia is still man-to-man as they work with it here. Mitch Hendricks now still beyond the 3-point circle. Mitch Hendricks goes over in the far sideline to Jared Taylor, now down in the corner. Holding the ball is Steely. Comes back out to Taylor. Sandy Creek very patient here in this possession. Now to Jordan Hack. The Hawks are up by 6 points, 14-8. Here's a bounce pass. Going to be deflected, but picked up by Hendricks. Mitch has got it. Dribbles back out into 3-point territory. Hendricks back out in the in between the rings. Over on the left side down to a Seeley. He holds the ball to Hendricks again. Takes off. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts it off the window and scores. Mitch Hendricks now with 6 points in the ball game. It is 14-10. Sandy Creek back within 4 points. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's a Hamburger with it now. Hamburger over to Kissinger. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Ryan. Lobs it inside to Stirrup, and he puts a man in the air, and down he goes, and a foul is called. High in the air there was Andrew Kuda. He went with a ball fake. Came down to the back of Stirrup. The foul is going to be called there on Andrew. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Cougars. Non-shooting situation. Sandy Creek will stay here on defense. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. Bill Hamburger gets it to Stirrup. Hands it away to Hamburger again. Drives inside. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Goes back up. His shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. Tries to shuffle the ball across the lane. It's mishandled here. Picked up by Ryan. Now to Stirrup. Here comes Stirrup backing us way down the lane. Puts up a shot in the paint. It's up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Taylor. Jared Taylor with the rebound. 14-10. The Hawks out on top by 4 points. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here's Andrew Kuda with it now. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out now to Jared Taylor. Taylor picked up by big Zach Stirrup out here beyond the 3-point circle. So they're making Zach work here defensively. Out to Jordan Hack. Hack out midway between the 10-second line and the top of the key. Holding the ball now to Andrew Kuda. Andrew Kuda comes over here to Mitch Hendricks. Out to the left side, Andrew Kuda. He holds the ball, picked up defensively by Chase Bassett. Comes across the top again to Hendricks. Looking in the block, nothing there right now. Nothing there but big Zach Stirrup defensively for St. Cecilia. Now a 5-second violation is called here on Hendricks. He had Hamburger out here facing him defensively. And a 5-second violation is called on Sandy Creek. 14-10 the score. The Cougars down by 4 points. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here. Cesar Tino will play things in. Tino gets it in the hands now of Matt Kissinger, now to Hamburger. Here's Chase Bassett down low again to Stirrup, and his shot is up and in. There they use his size at 6'10". Is lob it in there, and Stirrup drops her down the hole. 16-10 is the score now. St. Cecilia leading. Here's Andrew Kuda with the ball. Right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Comes out to Andrew Grazer, who's back into the ball game now. To Henricks, takes the ball inside the free throw circle. Gives it away down to Jordan Hack. Hack dribbling with the ball. Comes over here to Henricks, looking to penetrate. Can't do it here against Kissinger. Holds the ball. And now puts it on the floor and dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. 16-10. Hawks with a six-point lead. Here's a Jordan Hack. Hack looking to penetrate there against Cesar Tino. Bounce pass inside the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Bassett. Coming back the other way to Tino. Hops inside. His shot is up there. It's no good, but a foul is called. That's seven turnovers already on Sandy Creek. The foul is going to go here on Jordan Hack. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Cougars. And now going, well, let's see, no free throws here. Only the fourth team foul called on Sandy Creek. So playing it in underneath their own basket is going to be Hamburger. He will get it in on the wing to Chase Bassett. Back down in the corner to Hamburger, to Bassett, to Hamburger again on the wing. Bill looking, puts it on the floor. Starts off right, now dribbles left underneath the basket. His pass is going to be chipped. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Kissinger at the elbow. Kissinger out to Chase Bassett. Down in the corner to Cesar Tino. He dribbles with the ball. Back out to Kissinger. Kissinger picked up out there by Anthony Grazer. On the wing on the right side to Bassett. Hammers the ball down low again to Cesar Tino. Out on the wing to Bassett. Bassett comes across the top to Matt Kissinger. Takes it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Now to Bassett. Hands the ball back to Matt Kissinger. Lobs it inside to Stirrup. Spins. Puts it up there. Shoots and scores. Zach Stirrup now with 8 points in the basketball game. He had just six on Saturday in the ball game against Omaha Scott. Had 16 against Sutton last Friday night. And the Hawks have now built an 8-point lead. It is 18-10 here in the second quarter with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here's another Sandy Creek turnover. Jamie Seeley throws the ball right into the hands of Matt Kissinger here on the right sideline. That's eight turnovers now in the Cougars. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive zone. Cesar Tino has got it deep in the corner of the right side to Kissinger. Kissinger on the wing, gets away, dribbles to the free throw line down the lane. Then his pass is going to be mishandled by Cesar Tino. Cesar gets it back, a three-pointer put up there and in. Cesar Tino hits his second three ball of the ball game. He's got 6 points. St. Cecilia has opened up an 11-point lead. And now Matt Schwartzendruber wants to call a timeout. Sandy Creek calls a timeout, 1 minute, 42 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, St. Cecilia 21, Sandy Creek 10.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action tonight here on The Breeze as we tip off our 2010-2011 schedule. High school basketball brought to you in part by the Hastings Catholic Schools, also by Pioneer Seeds, by Vons Printers, by CPI, Mr. Tire, and by Cooney Refrigeration. All the top games throughout the area coming up this year here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at KLIQFM.com. 21-10, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. They've outscored Sandy Creek here in this quarter, 9-4. Cougars following the timeout, bring it down the near sideline. Andrew Kuda now inside. Here's a shot up and in, and he's fouled in the play. They get the ball to Caleb Schick, and he lays it in, and he's fouled in the play. And now Schick will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. He was hacked on the arm there by Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. So Schick, a 60% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line here. Eyes the bucket, puts it up there. The shot is off of the mark. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. So the score is 21-12. Hawks are up by 9 points. Here's Cesar Tino drives the baseline. His shot is up there and in. From the left corner, he put in a three-pointer there earlier in this half. Now Cesar Tino just drives to the hole that time. A little ball fake out there and an easy bucket there by Cesar Tino. He's now got 8 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia, 23-12. Hawks again leading by 11 points here in the ballgame. Matches their biggest lead of the contest. Schick has got it out in three-point territory. His pass deflected, picked up by Seeley. Cougars keep it alive, calling for the ball. Henricks on the left wing. He grabs it, drives inside, and loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Cesar Tino. Out of Kissinger. Long pass down to Ford to Hamburger. His driving layup is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Mitch Henricks with the ball now for the Cougars here in backcourt. 42 seconds to play in the first half. Hawks leading 23-12. Henricks pulls up right side of the lane, stops in, pops. His shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound, Schick. His shot can be blocked down by Stirrup. Ball is loose. It goes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. Jordan Hack comes into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. Going out is going to be Andrew Kuda. 30.2 seconds to play. 23-12 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks looking for their fifth straight win here tonight. Sandy Creek looking for their second straight win after knocking off Fillmore Central over the weekend. Here's Matt Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger out to Cesar Tino. Stands with a high above his head. Hawks probably playing for the final shot here, down to 10 seconds. Hamburger on the right sideline. Hamburger comes top of the key now to Kissinger. Bounce pass to Cesar Tino from deep in the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. Shot no good. Tip try no good, and that's the end of quarter number two. We have reached halftime. Boys High School basketball action tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia in control over Sandy Creek. The score at halftime, it's the Blue Hawks 23 and the Cougars 12. You are listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The sizes you need, like Cooper CS4 225 60R16 or the Cooper Discoverer ATR LT 265 75R16E, buy three, get the fourth free. And it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on in to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives. Brian Shaw in Edgar, W. Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches, and go Cougars! And happy holidays from your Pioneer Seeds professional.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm, true black and white, and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Halftime show brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of this ball game by a score of 23-12. The Hawks fell behind 2-0. Sandy Creek scored the first bucket of the ball game, but then St. Cecilia scores the next nine. That's a lead they have not given up here in the first half. Got out to a 9-2 lead. Led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 12-6. St. Cecilia continues to lead throughout all of the second quarter, and they have now built an 11-point lead at 23-12. The inside game just too much to handle for Sandy Creek so far in this ball game, as Zach Stirrup has scored 8 points in the ball game for the Blue Hawks. Hitting from the outside off of the bench is Cesar Tino. He's come off of the bench to score a couple of three-pointers. He's got a 2-point field goal as well. So 8 points in the ball game for Cesar Tino. Only three guys have scored thus far for Sandy Creek. Mitch Henricks leading the way. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. So we're at halftime of our boys' contest here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Sandy Creek Cougars by a score of 23-12. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as our Allen's halftime show continues after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Breakfast at Rivals Saturday morning, 7 to 11. Sunday morning, 7 to noon. Rivals also has express lunches 7 days a week. Nightly dinner and drink specials. Non-stop sports action on 12 large screen TVs. Rivals Bar and Grill is open until 5 o'clock Christmas Eve. Closed Christmas Day. Open regular hours New Year's Eve with musical entertainment beginning at 9 o'clock. And Rivals will open at 9 a.m. New Year's Day. Happy holidays from Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, halftime of our boys' high school basketball game of the week tonight. 23-12 is the score. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. And the Hawks being led in scoring by Cesar Tino and also Zach Stewart, the 90th player, with 8 points in the first half. Tino has knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got a 2-point field goal, and he is 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Zach Stirrup has got 4 field goals and 8 points tonight for St. Cecilia. Other scores, Phil Hamburger has knocked down a 3-pointer for his only points in the ballgame. Chase Bassett has got a field goal for 2, and Matt Kissinger has got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia 0-2 from the free throw line in the first half, and then officially 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Scoring for Sandy Creek, it hasn't been tough to keep track of here. Mitch Hendricks has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Andrew Kuda has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Caleb Schick has got a field goal and 2 points. He is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. In fact, he's the only guy to get to the free throw line tonight for the Cougars in the first half. We've had only 3 free throws in this entire first half of play. And Sandy Creek is trailing here in the ball game too. Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 23-12. Shooting numbers in the ball game in the first half. St. Cecilia connected on 11 of 21 shots for 52%. Sandy Creek was 6 out of 14 in the first half for 43%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia 3 out of 7 from three-point territory for 43%. Sandy Creek was 0 out of 2. Free throws again, St. Cecilia 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek 0 out of 1. The rebound, St. Cecilia doing the job on the boards tonight. The Hawks have 11 rebounds compared to only 5 for Sandy Creek. Turnovers, St. Cecilia officially with 4 in the basketball game, 9 for Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia has come up with 7 steals in the first half, only 1 for Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia has 1 block shot, no blocks yet for Sandy Creek. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top in boys' high school basketball action here tonight, 23-12. You are listening to the Allens Halftime Show here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Second game of 2 tonight. In the girls' ball game, it was Sandy Creek knocking off St. Cecilia by a score of 60-54. Sandy Creek scored the first 10 points of the basketball game tonight and onto a 12-9 first quarter lead. Sandy Creek then had a big second quarter as they outscored St. Cecilia 21-7. The Cougars comfortably ahead at halftime, 33-16. But then St. Cecilia turned up the heat defensively. Sandy Creek with some turnovers there in the third. As the Cougars outscored St. Cecilia 26-14 in the third quarter, they are south the ball game going into the fourth and final period as Sandy Creek led by a score of 47-42. St. Cecilia cut the lead down to 4 points a couple of times at 48-44. Also at 59-54 late in the ball game, but they cannot overcome that early lead by Sandy Creek, and the Cougars win it tonight in girls basketball 60-54. Ashley Harms had a big night tonight for Sandy Creek. She had 23 points in the ball game, 10 in the first half and 13 more in the second half. Montana Hendricks had 13 points for Sandy Creek, and Michaela Shaw had 12. Cougars again were playing without the services of Kerry Shaw, who is out with a knee injury, but they didn't need her tonight. Sandy Creek won it by the score of 60-54. The Cougars are now 7-0 on the season. Leading the way for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight was Lexi Schmidt. She had 12 points in the ballgame, the only Hawkette to reach double figures. St. Cecilia now 5-1 on the season. So in that girls' ball game, Sandy Creek knocks off St. Cecilia by the score of 60-54. We've got the second half coming up here in the boys' contest. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sandy Creek tonight by 11 points here at the break. It is 23-12. That's the Allen's halftime show here on The Breeze. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration and Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, but when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration Air Conditioning and Heating always wishes the Sandy Creek and St. Cecilia athletes and teams good luck. Cooney Refrigeration and Clay Center, call 402-762-3738 or 402-469-6939. Happy holidays from Cooney Refrigeration.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big G Ace is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the Big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action here tonight on The Breeze. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sandy Creek as we get ready for the second half. 23-12 is the score. Again, tipping off our broadcast schedule for the 2010-2011 season here tonight on The Breeze. All the area's top games you can hear all season long. Take you all the way to the Boys and Girls State High School Basketball Tournament coming up the first two weekends of March down in Lincoln. Sandy Creek, coached by former Hastings College assistant coach Matt Schwarzendruber. Spent some time with Lance Creech and also Mike Trader there at Hastings College. Now the head man at Sandy Creek, been down there the last couple of years. Record right now sitting at 2 wins, 4 losses on the season with a young basketball team here this year. Hastings St. Cecilia under head coach Kevin Asher. The Blue Hawks looking for their fourth consecutive Class C State High School Basketball Championship this year. They got off to kind of a rugged start with a couple of losses on the opening weekend, but they've come back to win 4 in a row, and they've got the lead here in their fifth ball game at 23-12. Sandy Creek immediately turns the ball away on their opening possession. Jordan Hack has lost the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. That is 10 turnovers now in Sandy Creek in the ball game. So just underway here in the second half, Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball. Back in their offensive zone, they go back door to Kissinger. He's off with a low block. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down here by Sandy Creek. Kuda takes that ball away from Sheehy. So here comes Sandy Creek with the basketball. Mitch Hendricks has got it now into the offensive zone. Works against Bassett. Goes over on the far side. Jordan Hack holds it on the right sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Comes out to Mitch Hendricks. Hendricks here. Puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Throws it over on the wing on the right side to Jordan Hack. St. Cecilia stays in their man-to-man defense. Anthony Grazer gets the start here in the second half. He's got the ball. Goes down to Mitch Hendricks as he dribbles down the left side of the lane. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Jordan Hack. Hack picked up here by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hack picks up the dribble. He's in trouble. Gets it away now to Hendricks. Gets away from his man as Hendricks tries to drive the ball inside. Cut off by Hamburger. Dumps it down low. Here's a shot up there. That one won't go from Jared Taylor. And the ball is brought out there by Matt Kissinger. Matt Kissinger with the ball now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 6:47 to play here in the third quarter. The Hawks have an 11-point lead. Kissinger puts up an off-balance 10-footer. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Kuda for Sandy Creek. Kuda takes it to the far sideline to Hendricks. spins, tries to drive it inside. He's cut off, loses control, picks it back up. Andrew Kuda. Kuda just inside the ring. His shot over Sheehy, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Baseball pass down to four. They get it to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer. He banks one home. Matt Kissinger now with 4 points in the ball game, and the Hawks now have a 13-point lead. It is 25-12, their biggest lead of the ball game now. It occurs with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Henricks with the ball. Goes over there on the right side to Andrew Kuda. Drives inside, puts it up from 12. That won't go. Offensive rebound, Sandy Creek. Here's Jordan Hack. Dumps it off into the lane. A shot by Kuda. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup and St. Cecilia. Outlet pass comes to the near side. Hamburger takes it to Kissinger. Shot is up there. It's good. Matt Kissinger scores again. Kissinger fell down as he releases the ball. No foul call down there. 6 points now for Kissinger, and the Hawks have a 27-12 advantage here in this one in boys high school basketball. Andrew Kuda out to Jordan Hack. Hack brings it to the left side on the wing to Henricks, trying to get by Hamburger and can't do it, so he gets rid of it out to Andrew Kuda. He holds the ball now against Sheehy. Comes over here on the left side to Jared Taylor. Taylor picked up by Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Now to Kuda. Takes it down on the baseline. Kuda gets the ball to Hack. Down to the free throw line. Jared Taylor. Whistle, and we got a timeout. Sandy Creek calls a timeout. Not getting much done offensively. Matt Schwarzendruber wants to talk things over. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break. It's St. Cecilia by 15. The Hawks 27. The Cougars 12.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks have the lead 27-12 over Sandy Creek. We are in the third quarter. Jordan Hack with the ball. Penetrates to the top of the key, then gives it away. Andrew Kuda. Kuda comes out to Jared Taylor. Taylor's still beyond the three-point circle, and Zach Stirrup comes out to meet him. Taylor gets away. There's a bounce pass to Henricks as he drives it down the lane, puts up a shot. It's good, and he's fouled. Mitch Henricks gets the field goal for the Sandy Creek Cougars, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. As that shot goes down through the hole there for Henricks.
Foul number 42, Ryan Sheehy.
Ryan Sheehy picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Sheehy. Henricks to the free throw line, a 47% foul shooter. Mitch puts it up there for Sandy Creek, and his shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. So the score is 27-14. A 13-point lead for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Tim Skoke. Goes to Stirrup. Now to Skoke on the baseline. Comes back to Stirrup, and he mishandles the ball. And it's brought down there by Sandy Creek's Jared Taylor. Long pass down to Florida Jordan Hack. A nice feed there by Andrew Grazer, and he lays it in. Anthony Grazer puts it in there for Sandy Creek, and now the Cougars back within 11 points. It is 27-16. St. Cecilia with the lead here. With the basketball is Phil Hamburger, and he throws the ball to the near side, nearly into the Blue Hawk bench, but it's picked up here by Cesar Tino. Tino, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench, now comes out between the rings to Hamburger. Hamburger, left side, Tim Skoke. They get it into the hands now of Ryan Sheehy. Sheehy at the top of the key, wide open, dribbles to the free throw line, and he's covered up immediately there by the Sandy Creek defense as Kuda comes out to meet him. Here's Hamburger, takes the ball down underneath the basket, over to Cesar Tino, dribbles inside, puts it up there, shot no good, he's fouled in the play. 3:46 to play here in the third quarter, 27-16, St. Cecilia with a lead. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Mitch Henricks. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Cougars here in the second half of play. Cesar Tino to the free throw line. Tino so far in the ball game, 8 points. He is 0 for 2 from the stripe, though. 73% foul shooter on the season. 3:46 to play, 27-16. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Mopping up now underneath the basket here. Housekeeping duties completed as Cesar Tino goes to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Puts up the shot, and it's going to be off of the mark, no good. He's now zipped for three from the free throw line. He'll have one more. St. Cecilia as a team, this is their biggest downfall, and it's been free throw shooting. Only 46% as a team from the free throw line for St. Cecilia this year. Cesar Tino back to the stripe here for St. Cecilia. Eyes the bucket, puts it up there. The shot right through the hole. Gets his first free throw of the night. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia now with a 8-point lead, or check that, 12-point lead, 28-16. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here's Jordan Hack of the wing. Hack takes it down to Anthony Grazer. Outside down to Jared Taylor. Anthony Kuda. Here's a long-range jumper from Jordan Hack. A three-pointer. Bingo! Jordan Hack nails the tray there for Sandy Creek. And the Cougars are back to within 9 points. 28-19 now. 3 minutes and some change left here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Phil Hamburger. Hamburger works outside against Hendricks. Now to Stirrup. His shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup steps away from the basket and hits a little 10-footer on the right side of the lane. He's got 10 points in the ball game. The Hawks again lead by 11, 30-19. Here's Andrew Kuda with the ball for Sandy Creek. He holds it. Kuda holds it. Comes over here on the left side. Hendricks gets away against the Cesar Tino, but can't put up a shot. Sends it back outside to Jared Taylor. Taylor holding the ball out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to the right side. Nearly intercepted, but it's thrown out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by St. Cecilia. Tim Stilt got his hands on it. Brett Peschick comes into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek for the first time tonight. Peschick, a 6-foot junior, averaging 2 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. 30-19, St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead. Hendricks with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Drives the ball all the way to the basket, and his shot no good, but he's fouled in a play. A foul here is going to go on St. Cecilia, go on Cesar Tino. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on St. Cecilia. It's Hendricks to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. He misses that one. He is now 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's a 47% foul shooter of the season. 30-19. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hendricks eyes the bucket. Next shot is up there. That one is through the hole. Sandy Creek now 1 out of 4 on free throws tonight. St. Cecilia just 1 out of 4. Neither team having much luck from the so-called charity stripe. Here's Hamburger. Dribble penetration and gets it to Stirrup. Drives it down the lane, and the big guy takes the ball to the hole and scores. Zach Stirrup aggressive on that move as he drives her down the right side of the lane. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. Leads St. Cecilia in scoring tonight. 32-20. Hawks leading by a dozen. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought out of there. Kevin Ryan has got the ball. Now to Cesar Tino for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Hamburger. Free throw line extended left side. To Stirrup at the top of the key. Stirrup sends it back to Hamburger. Bombs away. 4-3. It's off of the mark. No good. Down for the rebound. We're going to have a foul called. I think Cesar Tino is going to be the guilty party here. Yep, that's the case. No, Tim Stoke is going to be the guilty party. Tim Stoke picks up the first foul. His first foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on St. Cecilia. They were both there. They had a big old huddle there, tipping the ball around. And Skulk is the guilty party. So St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead, 32-20. Sandy Creek has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Brady Shipley is into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. So Matt Schwarzendruber with some new guys in there. Bounce pass goes down to Caleb Schick. He loses control of the ball right through his hands out of bounds. 12 turnovers now in Sandy Creek. So Brady Shipley, a 5'7" sophomore, down in the ball game for Sandy Creek. Hawks leading by a dozen here. Late in the third quarter. It was 23-12 at halftime. It's now 32-20. Points have been hard to come by here in this one. A couple of good defensive squads here tonight. There's a Kevin Ryan from deep in the corner. Shot good. Kevin Ryan hits a three ball from deep in the left corner, and that gives St. Cecilia a 15-point lead again at 35-20. They had a 27-12 lead earlier in this quarter. Jared Taylor with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Comes over to a Brady Shipley. Down to Hendricks. Left side of the floor. Hendricks open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. That's Hendricks hits the three ball. He's got 12 points in the ball game. It's 35-23 now. The Hawks leading by a dozen. St. Cecilia looking for their fifth straight win here tonight. Matt Kissinger with the ball. Brings her up here for the Hawks. Goes to Tim Skoke. Left side of the floor. Skoke dribbles once. Hands it away. Kevin Ryan sends it left side. Matt Kissinger. We'll see if St. Cecilia plays for the final shot here. We're down to 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Kevin Asher in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Matt Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Holds the ball. Rich Hendricks staring him down defensively. We're down to 18 seconds to play. Kissinger behind his screen now, moves it to the right side of the floor, gets it to Skolk, wide open for three, takes the shot, misses badly. Rebound loose. Sturrup picks it up and scores. Sturrup picks it up in the lane and a little scoop shot. Goes down through the hole. It's 37-23. Here's Hendricks back the other way for Sandy Creek. A three-pointer is off of the right side. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight. Here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. The score after three. Hastings St. Cecilia 37. Sandy Creek 23.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The sizes you need, like Cooper CS4 225 60R16 or the Cooper Discoverer ATR LT 265 75R16E, buy three, get the fourth free. And it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on in to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives. Brian Shaw in Edgar, W. Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches, and go Cougars! And happy holidays from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our high school basketball game tonight brought to you in part by Oregon Trail Equipment, Farm Bureau Financial Services, also by Fairfield Nonstop Co-op, by the Guide Rock State Bank, and by Ingalls Market. Glad to have you guys aboard for high school basketball for our 2010-2011 Game of the Week. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sandy Creek here, 37-23 as we start the fourth quarter. Chase Bassett with the ball for St. Cecilia. The Hawks shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Matt Kissinger with it on the far sideline. Kissinger goes to Phil Hamburger. Free throw line extended. Lobs it back out to Chase Bassett. Sandy Creek still attacking man-to-man. St. Cecilia has had to work for everything they've gotten here in this ballgame tonight. Here's Chase Bassett. The long-range jumper for three is up and in. Chase Bassett now with 5 points in the basketball game. And St. Cecilia has now opened up a 40-23 advantage. It was 37-23 at the end of three, and a three-pointer there by Bassett. Now 40-23 is the score. Here's a shot from the free throw line put up there. No good by Andrew Kuda. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So it's now 40-23. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here. 7:08 remaining here in the ballgame. Sandy Creek winning the girls' ball game earlier tonight, 60-54. The Cougars now 7-0 on the season. Here's Phil Hamburger with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger dribbles, bounce pass goes to the left side, Chase Bassett. Bassett comes out on top to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger looking to penetrate, backs around out of there. Kissinger right side now to Kevin Ryan, to Hamburger. They throw it around the three-point circle, down to Matt Kissinger. Bounce pass to Chase Bassett on the far sideline. Bassett reverses the ball and gets it to a Matt Kissinger. Bounce pass again, left side to Chase Bassett. Bassett looks inside. They're looking for Sheehy in there. They can't get the ball to him. Stirrup right now out of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Here's Kevin Ryan, dribble to the elbow. Down to Hamburger. Hamburger drives the ball in the paint, running one-hander down the lane. A shot no good. Bound him for the rebound. Hamburger gets it, puts it back up the right-handed and scores. Hamburger now with 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 42-23 ball game. Back the other way, a driving layup is going to be no good by Jared Taylor. Ball is going to be rebounded here by Andrew Kuda in the lane. They keep it alive here for Sandy Creek. Back outside, this is going to be Mitch Hendricks. Hendricks goes over here to Taylor. His shot from the low block is good. Jared Taylor scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 42-25, St. Cecilia with a lead. 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play here on this one. Matt Kissinger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Kissinger dribbles to the top of the key over here on the right side to Chase Bassett. Bassett now to Hamburger. Down about the three. Pass it up. Now lobs it left side of the lane. What by Sheehy. Picked up by Kevin Ryan on the baseline. Back out to Hamburger on the wing. Sends it back to Sheehy on the left baseline. Comes back out to the top of the key to Matt Kissinger. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Hands her away over here on the wing to Chase Bassett. Back down to Kissinger. Drives it down the lane. And circles around underneath the basket. A reverse layup is going to be no good. Rebound, Jared Taylor. Taylor gets the ball now to Jordan Hack for Sandy Creek. Hack right sideline. Mitch Hendricks dribbling inside. Takes the ball down to the baseline. The ball poked away by Hamburger out of bounds. Sandy Creek will play things in. Stirrup comes back in now for St. Cecilia. Coming in now for Sandy Creek will be Brett Pesce. Cesar Tino also comes into the ballgame now for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks in the third quarter, 6 out of 10 on field goals for 60%. Sandy Creek just 4 out of 8 in the third quarter for 50%. Sandy Creek, 2 out of 3 on three-pointers for 67%. St. Cecilia, 1 out of 2 for 50%. St. Cecilia out-rebounding Sandy Creek in the third quarter, 5-3. 42-25 is the score. Sandy Creek works with it in their offensive end, and the ball goes sailing through the fingertips of Hendricks out of bounds. Turnover number 13 on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. 42-25 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia comfortably ahead by 17 points here in this one. As Hamburger walks the ball up the right sideline now for the Blue Hawks. Dribbles back to the center of the floor. Picked up there by Hendricks for Sandy Creek defensively. Bounce pass to Kissinger. Out between the rings now. They get it to Cesar Tino. To Hamburger. Dumps it down low to Bassett. He's fouled into play. A foul is going to be called here on Caleb Schick of Sandy Creek. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Chase Bassett. Bassett's got 5 points in the ballgame. A two-point field goal, a three-point goal, and now he adds a free throw. Bassett, that's his first free throw he's made this year. He is now 1 out of 6 from the free throw line for Chase Bassett. 43-25, Hastings St. Cecilia now leading by 18. Next one does not draw iron, and it goes out of bounds. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play. St. Cecilia up by 18 points, 43-25. Here's a feed to the wing on the left side to Andrew Kuda. Down to Hendricks. He dumps it down low, and it goes out of bounds. Schick wasn't looking for it there, and it goes behind him. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 14 now on St. Cecilia. So 4:23 to play here in this one. 43-25. He's seeing St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks, barring a major collapse here, will go to 5 wins and 2 losses going into their Christmas holiday tournament next week at Aurora. Here's Stirrup, drives and then dumps it out to Hamburger in the lane. His shot is up and in. So Stirrup gets the assist there. Hamburger gets the field goal. Phil now with 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 20 for the first time tonight, 45-25. Here's a Hendricks with the ball from the elbow, puts it up on the right side of the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Bassett, and he's going to have the ball knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Brett Pesek. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 3 on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia will play Norfolk Catholic next week in the first round of that Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Here's Hamburger. Dumps it down low again to Stirrup, and his shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Personal will go on Caleb Schick. That's going to be his second. Sandy Creek has just not been able to match up with the size and strength of Zach Stirrup inside tonight. Zach's having a good ball game, 14 points in the contest. He had 16 on Friday against Sutton. Shot from the free throw line is up there. That one is around the rim and falls off no good. Stirrup is a 41% foul shooter this season. He is now 12 out of 30 from the free throw line. Against St. Cecilia, is a team hitting only 46% of their foul shots. They don't need them tonight. They're up by 20. Next shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. And the rebound again comes down to Sandy Creek. 3:35 to play. Hendricks with the ball. Spins at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Puts it up there. Shot up and in. Nice play there by Mitch Hendricks. He has now got 14 points in the basketball game for Sandy Creek. 45-27. There's a shot by Stirrup is up and in. Zach again steps away from the basket and scores. He's got 16 in the ball game for the Blue Hawks. Again, a 20-point lead. 47-27. Hendricks bombs away a three-pointer. That's way off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Outlet pass to get it to Kissinger. Leads a 2-on-1 back the other way. Drives for the hole. Contact made. Foul called. That's going to be a foul in Sandy Creek as a couple players hit the deck here. Jordan Hack is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on Sandy Creek. Going to the free throw line is going to be Matt Kissinger. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Matt so far in the ball game has got 6 points in the ball game on 3 field goals. So Kissinger will go to the free throw line here. His shot is up there. It is good. The Children of St. Cecilia will play Norfolk Catholic in the first round of their holiday tournament next week. Sandy Creek will take on Blue Hill in the first round of the Sandy Creek Holiday Basketball Tournament. That will be on December the 29th. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is no good by Matt Kissinger. And the rebound comes down to Andrew Kuda for Sandy Creek. To the near sideline to Hendricks down in the corner. They get it to Anthony Grazer, who's into the ball game now. To Kuda, his shot is going to be up there. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Last touch by Cesar Tino. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan coming out. It's going to be Matt Kissinger. 48-27. A 21-point lead now. The biggest lead of the ball game for St. Cecilia. They try to wrap up their fifth win in a row here tonight. Here's a Hendricks. His shot from three is not going to go. And the rebound comes down to Ryan Sheehy. Sheehy gets the ball now to Tim Skoke into the forecourt. Now to Chase Bassett to Skoke, left side. Kevin Ryan has got the ball. Ryan out on top to Cesar Tino. Sandy Creek stays with his man-to-man defense. The Hawks have been able to put up 48 points against it so far. Here's Cesar driving for the bucket. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Jared Taylor. Down the right sideline to get it into the hands of Hendricks. Dumps it off in the lane to Taylor. His shot is up there. It's good. Jared Taylor scores for Sandy Creek. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. It's now 48-29. We're down to 2:06 to play here in the fourth quarter. Kevin Ryan with the ball. Ryan goes to Chase Bassett on the wing on the left side. Holds it. Now into a Kevin Ryan. Ryan to Cesar Tino. Tino launches a three-pointer. It's off of the mark. No good. As picked up on a hop here in the lane by Mitch Hendricks. Down the near sideline, Mitch with the ball, cuts it back to the center of the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, comes to the near sideline now to Pesek, mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Cesar Tino of St. Cecilia, driving back the other way. He stops in the lane now to Kevin Ryan. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound, Sheehy, follow shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor. St. Cecilia with two or three shots there right around the bucket and could not convert. 90 seconds to play. Hawks leading by 19 points. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here's Andrew Kuda. Drives inside, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Skoke of St. Cecilia. That's his second. That's going to be team foul number four on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now, Brady Shipley for Sandy Creek. And this is a young basketball team for the Cougars. Trying to gain some experience here in this 2010-2011 season. Andrew Kuda with the ball. Comes out to Jordan Hack. There's a bounce pass down low to Kuda. His reverse layup as he drives the baseline is up and in. Andrew Kuda now with 6 points in the ball game. That is 48-31. The Hawks are leading by 17 points with a minute to play. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball, having problems with it. Kevin Ryan as he gets away there from Jordan Hack. Comes over here on the right side to Chase Bassett. Now between the rings to Tim Skoke. He holds it. Two-handed pass goes to Kevin Ryan. Far sideline, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, reverses the ball to Bassett. Down in the corner now to Cesar Tino. Gets away, dribbles inside out to Skoke. Now down in the corner, Kevin Ryan hops in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, and he's hammered on the play. And Kevin Ryan will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia with 37.8 seconds to play. Foul is going to go on Andrew Kuda. That's going to be his third.
16 foul.
So to the line for St. Cecilia is going to be Kevin Ryan. He's a 50% foul shooter in the season. One of the better foul shooters on the team. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ryan will have one more. He's now one out of three from the free throw line. All of a sudden, his percentage drops to 33%. Chris Hartford comes into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hartford, a 6'3" sophomore. Head coach Kevin Asher. Still a 17-point lead. Here's the next shot. It's going to be no good by Ryan. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Might have to bring in the voodoo witches again to solve the St. Cecilia free throw shooting problem. 48-31, a 17-point lead for the Hawks. There's a Brady Shipley with the ball now for Sandy Creek as Matt Schwarzendruber has gone to the bench. Shipley drives it to the hole. His shot is up there and in. Brady Shipley scores there for Sandy Creek, and that makes it a 15-point ball game at 48-33. St. Cecilia comes back. Here's a Chase Bassett. Holds the ball out here in three-point territory. 9 seconds to go. Bassett dribbles to the top of the arc. Won't put up a shot. Goes to Sheehy. Sheehy looks. Out on top now to Tim Skoke. 1 second, and they don't get a shot away. That's the end of the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia going to win the game tonight over Sandy Creek. The final score, 48-33. The Hawks led this one basically from the opening tap here tonight. Got out to a 12-6 first quarter lead, 23-12 at halftime, 37-23 after three quarters. And Hastings St. Cecilia beat Sandy Creek tonight in boys high school basketball by 15 points. Final score, St. Cecilia 48, Sandy Creek 33. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration and Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, but when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration Air Conditioning and Heating always wishes the Sandy Creek and St. Cecilia athletes and teams good luck. Cooney Refrigeration and Clay Center, call 402-762-3738 or 402-469-6939. Happy holidays from Cooney Refrigeration.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big G Ace is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the Big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. The Blue Hawks win it over Sandy Creek in boys high school basketball. The final score of 48-33. So St. Cecilia goes to 5 wins and 2 losses on the season. They have won 5 games in a row. They'll get ready for the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament coming up next week. St. Cecilia will play Norfolk Catholic in the opening round next week. Sandy Creek drops to 2 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Cougars will play in their own holiday basketball tournament next week. They'll take on Blue Hill in the opening round. St. Cecilia leading this one most of the way here tonight. They go on to win by a score of 48-33. In fact, the only lead that Sandy Creek had in the ball game tonight was 2-0. They scored the first basket of the ball game. St. Cecilia came back to score the next 9, and they didn't trail after that. Again, led 12-6 at the end of the first quarter, 23-12. At halftime, 37-23 after three quarters, and St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Sandy Creek by a score of 48-33. Scoring in the ball game tonight for Sandy Creek, Mitch Hendricks leads the way for the Cougars. He had 14 points in the basketball game. He had 1 3-pointer, and he had 5 2-point field goals, and he also was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, so 14 points tonight for Mitch Hendricks. He was the only player to reach double figures tonight for the Cougars. Andrew Kuda had 6 points, 4 points for Jared Taylor, 3 points for Jordan Hack. Other scorers, Brady Shipley had 2 points tonight. Anthony Grazer had 2. Caleb Schick had 2 points. Sandy Creek got to the free throw line only 4 times tonight. They are 1 out of 4 from the free throw line, 25%. Hastings St. Cecilia, they shot 12 free throws tonight. They were 3 out of 12 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia led by Zach Stirrup. He had 16 points in the basketball game tonight. He was the only guy to reach double figures tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino had 9 points in the ball game. He had 8 in the first half, added 1 free throw in the second half tonight. Other scorers, Matt Kissinger had 7. Phil Hamburger had 7 points tonight. Chase Bassett had 6. And Kevin Ryan had 3 points in the ball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Sandy Creek by a score of 48-33. We'll take one more break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representative. Brian Shaw in Edgar, W. Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches, and go Cougars. And happy holidays from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The sizes you need, like Cooper CS4 225 60R16 or the Cooper Discoverer ATR LT 265 75R16E, buy three, get the fourth free. And it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on in to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Chapman Gym, Hastings St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek wrapping up a couple of ball games here tonight. And in that girls' ball game, it was Sandy Creek knocking off St. Cecilia by a score of 60-54. Ashley Harms led the way tonight for Sandy Creek. She had 23 points in the ball game. Montana Hendricks had 13 points. Michaela Shaw had 12. So the Cougars go to 7 wins and no losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia drops to 5-1. They were led tonight by Lexi Schmidt. She had 12 points in the ball game, but St. Cecilia did not overcome an early deficit. Sandy Creek wins it tonight in girls play by a score of 60-54. And in the guys' contest, Sandy Creek led one time at 2-0. St. Cecilia leads it the rest of the way, 12-6 at the end of the first quarter, 23-12 at halftime, 37-23 after three quarters. And again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 48-33 in boys' play. Zach Stirrup had 16 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. He had 8 in the first half and 8 more in the second half. Mitch Hendricks leads the way for Sandy Creek. He had 14 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek drops to 2 wins and 5 losses on the season. They will play Blue Hill in the first round of the holiday tournament next week at Sandy Creek. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 5 wins and 2 losses. They will take on Norfolk Catholic in the first round of the Aurora Holiday Tournament coming up next week. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Sandy Creek in the boys' game tonight by the score of 48-33. High school basketball coverage tonight on the Breeze has been brought to you by Oregon Trail Equipment, also by Farm Bureau Financial Service, by Fairfield Nonstop Co-op, also by the Guide Rock State Bank, by Engels Market, by Big G Ace, also by Rivals Bar and Grill, by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings, by the Hastings Catholic Schools, by Pioneer Seeds, by Vons Printers, by CPI Mr. Tire, and by Cooney Refrigeration. Final shooting numbers in the ball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia ended up shooting 21 out of 42 for 50%. Sandy Creek was 15 out of 32 tonight for 47%. On three-pointers, Hastings St. Cecilia was 5 out of 11 for 45%. Sandy Creek, 2 out of 7 for 29%. Rebounds, Hastings St. Cecilia had 22. Sandy Creek had 16. Turnovers, Hastings St. Cecilia with only 5 turnovers tonight, 15 for Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia came up with 9 steals, 2 for Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia, 1 block shot. Sandy Creek did not block a shot in the ball game tonight. So, a split. Sandy Creek wins the girls' ball game by a score of 60-54. St. Cecilia wins the boys' ball game by 15, the final score of 48-33. That'll wrap up our broadcast here tonight from the Chapman Gymnasium. From my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Local sports favorites are here. Your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
We're your local sports connection. Full news, scores, and
and play-by-play.